Music historians tell us that Johann Sebastian Bach fathered some 20 children. One child that history does not recognize is P.D.Q. Bach, probably because he was created in 1965 by musicologist and composer Peter Schickele. It is the works of this illegitimate, if you will, child of J.S. Bach that allow the Kentucky Bach Choir to present an evening of lighthearted music, mostly of Bach. While trying to find lighter fare for the group, choir director Marlon Hurst ran across the Blaues Gras Cantata, the Bluegrass Cantata, of P.D.Q. Bach.
The instrumentation is bluegrass band and string quartet and flutes. It's quite a fun work, lots of plays, lots of bad corny humor, but also very witty at the same time. And he's doing it across two languages. The cantata's in German. The translations will be very solemnly read prior to the singing of each movement, so okay. the audience can hear the English and then hear how Peter Schickele mutilates the movement from English into German.
In addition to playing loose and fast with German translations in the Bluegrass Cantata, the choir will also perform a second work of Professor Peter Schickele, the Knock Knock Cantata.
A four-movement choral cantata of some would call bad jokes. Knock knock joke, puns. One movement is, what is the question to which the answer is? And then the chorus comes in very solemnly and sings the question.
Right.
Okay. Sort of the backwards telling of a joke.
Right, yeah. Wow. While it may all sound like vaudeville entertainment, Hurst contends that the music has a wit about it that reflects the knowledge and talent of a true composer.
He's a gifted and accomplished composer and a humorist, and he would only be successful because he knows how to write in the style of the genre. And so there are fugues, and if you know how a fugue is constructed, you'll hear that he's playing fast and loose with the form and making some jokes in the form as well. And combining very solemn styles, like a very solemn hymn with the punchline of a joke. So there's lots of interesting and fun juxtapositions between the music and the words that are being sung, and no small degree of irony.
In addition to the works of P.D.Q. Bach, the Kentucky Bach Choir also performs a genuine secular work of J.S. Bach, his Coffee Cantata, and jazz arrangements of Bach melodies made popular in the 60s and 70s by the Swingle Singers. That's tonight in Lexington. For WEKU, I'm Roger Duvall.